Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon Him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as His people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking His grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life by your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for you, and for His sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Take the insert for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost and chant the intro.
Remember your congregation, which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your heritage.
Remember this, O Lord, how the enemy scoffs, and the foolish people reviles your name. Do not deliver the soul of your dove to the wild beast. Do not forget the life of your poor forever. Let not the downtrodden
everlasting God, you have commanded us to pray and have promised to hear us. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may direct and govern our hearts in all things, that we may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the 19th Sunday after Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 32. The same night Jacob arose and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and everything else that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day has broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life has been delivered." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 121, whole verse by whole verse.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come?
Teaching, but have itching ears. they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth, and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You rise to the Alleluia and verse.
According to St. Luke, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. There was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused. Afterward, he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice, so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess the Nicene Creed on page 206.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the
thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus today teaches us what it means to pray and to not lose heart. What is prayer? Prayer is talking and speaking to God, your Father. With your mind, with your heart, with your lips. You pray privately on your own. You pray corporately with everyone here. We pray the Lord's Prayer, which is an introduction, seven petitions, and the conclusion. It's prayer, but it's also an outline for the entire prayer life. Our relationship with God is a two-way conversation. He speaks to us in the Word. We speak to Him in prayer. For a meaningful relationship, it's a two-way conversation. Thus, having heard His Word, we pray to Him. However, why do we sometimes, when it comes to prayer, we lose heart? We may give up, we're despondent, angry, disillusioned, cynical, disturbed, doubting, overwhelmed, and feeling hopeless. Does He really hear my prayers? The reason why we have these thoughts that we know better is that we are saint-centered at the same time. As saint in Christ, as described to the children, as a baptized Christian, we know the Lord hears our prayers. He is our Heavenly Father. But our old Adam, sinful nature, always tried to drag us down. Does God really hear? Today, Jesus wants us to pray fervently and do not give up. In order to do that, let's look at the three aspects of Jesus' words this morning. First, prayer. Secondly, faith. Thirdly, having a strong heart. We begin first with prayer. Prayer, like this widow who asks for justice, who bothers God and beats down the doors of the unrighteous judge. Prayer. We begin with the widow. In Jesus' day, a widow with no husband was helpless, had no way to support herself. Some cruel and vicious adversary is fighting against this widow. So in a certain city, she comes before a judge to present her case. Now this judge doesn't fear God or man. He's hardened by life. He'd probably seen it all as a judge. But he still was a judge. The widow keeps coming day after day saying, "Give me justice against my adversary." She keeps bothering him, beats him down continually, such that he finally says, "Enough, I will give her justice." Here Jesus is indicating that God wants us to bang on the doors of heaven with our requests and not give up. Day and night, the Lord your Father wants you to continually pray and to never give up. The same was true of Jacob in the Old Testament lesson today. Jacob, by the river Jabbok, wrestles with a man. But as you go through this text, you see it's the pre-incarnate Son of God with whom he wrestles. The Son of God came and took human form. So Jacob is now wrestling with this man all night. His hip is put out of socket. He wants to know his name. And the Lord says, "Why do you want to know my name?" Just like Moses wanted to know the Lord's name in the burning bush, the Lord just said, "I am who I am." Jacob calls the place Peniel, which means the face. I've seen God. Face. I've seen the face of God. He's blessed by God. And then the Lord gives him the name Israel, which means man who wrestles with God. Jacob wrestled with God and would not let go until he received a blessing. He had seen the face of God. Like the widow and like Jacob, you and I are called to pray continually. Lord, help me. Lord, give me justice. We are called to bother God and beat down the door of heaven. Ask and it will be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. You see, we are wrestling with God through Christ Jesus, who is our Father. We're speaking to God our Father through Jesus, who did appear, the incarnate Son of God, as you just confessed in the Nicene Creed, that he is true God, but he's incarnate, born of the Virgin Mary. This is the one who shares our flesh and blood, who knows joy and sorrow, who knows everything about your life. Through this Lord Jesus Christ, we see the face of God. And like the widow, and like Jacob, we bother God with our prayers. We hold on to him for dear life, and we do not let go. That is what prayer is. God grant that we wrestle with God, that we bother him, because he desires to hear our prayers. Secondly, Jesus speaks about faith, crying to the Lord with faith as the elect on earth. Jesus continues, will he not give justice to his elect who cry out to him day and night? Speedily he will give justice. Here we see that Jesus realizes what life is like. Perhaps you had a rough week and you were literally up at 3 o'clock in the morning praying. He heard your prayer. You get up in the morning and you read your portals of prayer. He hears your prayer. You say your prayers before you go to bed at night. You speak to him continually. We say, Lord, hear my plea, not just for myself, but for my spouse, and my children, and my family. For the people struggling with many things at work, even the people down the street in the neighborhood, in the civil realm, praying for our brothers and sisters here at church, we pray as his elect with true faith in his promise. Jesus moves from talking about what prayer is to talk about having faith as his elect. Now in the Bible, elect means chosen. It means predestination. It means we came to faith here in time because he chose us in eternity to come to faith through Christ Jesus and the gospel. He chose us so that we have faith now. We are his elect. We are his chosen as believers in Christ. All of Scripture is inspired and breathed out by God, Paul said. They are the sacred writings. You, as faithful ones, have learned, have believed, you were acquainted with, and made wise through faith in the salvation that Christ brings. You've been taught, reproved, corrected, and trained. You and I have faith on earth as we await the coming of the Son of Man from heaven. As his elect, we know that Jesus is our righteousness. He who was crucified in our place by his blood, we are declared justified and forgiven and innocent. That's called being justified. Now, as covenant workers in his kingdom, we are called to the sanctified life of good works. First we're made a good tree, then we bear good fruit. Justified by the merits of Christ Jesus, having the sure hope of eternal life, and we are made for good works in our daily vocations and callings. I've always been amazed by this cryptic statement of our Lord when he says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? There's two ways to understand when he says, will he find faith on earth? Of course, Jesus is the Son of Man, who's coming in clouds with glory and surrounded by all the angels and separates the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. This is what Jesus is referring to. Sometimes you can translate this, when he comes, will he find the faith on earth, which means the body of Christian doctrine being taught like you confessed in the creed. But it also means, will he find faith on earth, that is, faith in his believers, faith in those who trust in him. You look around the world, and with all the false doctrine, the false Christ, false teaching, and false religion, it sometimes looks like there's not that many people who have faith. But he still brings forth those who believe, those who are his elect. Rejoice that you can pray. Rejoice that as his elect, covered in Christ's righteousness, you have faith. And thirdly, rejoice that you can have a strong heart and pray and do not lose heart. Jesus said, we ought always to pray and not lose heart. Here Jesus is talking about praying without ceasing. A daily conversation with God. You're praying to the Lord at work. You're praying to him when you're driving. You're praying to him when you're taking a walk. You're praying to him when you're in the mountains. You're praying to him when you're down, when you're happy. You're constantly in a conversation with God. Why? Because through the power of the Holy Spirit, you have faith in your heart. Through Jesus the mediator, you pray to God the Father. He has one hand in heaven, one hand on earth. He's the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So your prayers are a continual stream of a conversation with you and your Father through Christ Jesus. We always pray, and he says, and do not lose heart. And the reason we don't have to lose heart is because Paul says, you have the truth. You are awaiting Christ and his appearing, the judge of the living and the dead. The word of truth has come to you. It's been preached to you. You are ready. You've been reproved and rebuked when you needed it. You've been exhorted and taught. You know sound doctrine. And so you can have patience and be sober-minded and endure suffering. You don't lose heart because you know the truth of God's word and the truth of Jesus incarnate. So for you and me, we can pray with a strong heart. Always do so with true saving faith. Now in the Bible, saving faith is knowledge, assent, and trust. It's the knowledge of who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's the assent, like you said in the creed today, I believe in who Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who they are, and I trust him with my life, with my salvation, with everything. True saving faith is knowledge and assent and trust. And this comes to you through the means of grace. It's not a lightning bolt. You hear it when it's preached and when you're taught. When you're baptized in water and word and hear the word of absolution and receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine, you are being nurtured in your faith. So my friends, in conclusion, we are awaiting the coming of the Son of Man. Will you find faith on the earth? Certainly, he will. Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. Through Holy Scripture, we've been made wise unto salvation. You have the righteousness of Christ credited to you. And you are part of the kingdom of God by grace through faith. Keep praying. Don't give up and do not lose heart. After all, we walk by faith, not by sight. We pray to the Lord to descend to this congregation, the next faithful pastor to serve you, to guide you into the chapter, the next chapter of this parish's life. In 2026 is the 125th anniversary of this amazing congregation with an amazing history. The Lord provides pastors and people and will provide your pastor coming in the next chapter of this congregation's life as we pray fervently, proclaiming the gospel to all nations. He always will take care of his church as we bring the gospel to the nations and the nations to the church. So don't give up. Every day, live a life of prayer, faith in Christ Jesus, and hold on to him with a strong heart. Thus, we can indeed do what Jesus said. We can pray and not lose heart. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Let us continue with the prayers of the church. We stand to pray. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. Jacob rested with you, O Lord, and would not depart without a blessing. Grant us the blessing of your grace and faith to hear the voice of your holy word. And grant us patience and courage, endurance in the time of trouble, that we do not despair, but hold on to Christ Jesus, and even suffer for the sake of the kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, may we bear witness to the appearing and kingdom of Christ. Instill in us patience and sober-mindedness. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church and all the ministry of this place. Bless Zachary Turley as he served you in Japan. And grant, Lord Jesus Christ, as we and he proclaim the truth of your word, we may be led into all truth and to the salvation of our souls. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, God, protect all of our families. Grant that husbands and wives may live in faithfulness to each other. Bless mothers with children, all children, and who bring children to baptism and nurture them in the faith. Be with us in our daily vocations and callings. And this week, bless Emma Peters, Tracy Lewis, Bob Lee, Karen Rohde, and Lynn Sherman, and bless Tommy and Kara Ward as they celebrate their anniversary. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy One, bless our President, our Congress, our Governor, all elected and appointed officials of government. Guide them to promote good and just laws for the benefits of all people. Give them integrity to serve the highest good with their abilities. Be with those who with sacrificial service protect and defend us here and abroad. Bless Calvin, Eli, Daniel, Gabe, Mike, and Alex as we continue to pray for peace with Ukraine, Palestine, Israel, and Syria. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you neither slumber nor sleep, but you deliver us from all evil. We beg you to keep the lives of those who face illness, sickness, and troubles. Be with Jerry Hughes, Sally McNeil, and Johnny Eisenbrown, Pastor Lee Hagen, Raymond Settlebach, Ember Ward, Benny Tinney, and Mike Knox. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, as you promised, keep safe our coming in and our going out from this time forth and even forevermore. We pray in the name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
This time we will now gather the offerings, and as we do, please take the ritual friendship pad at the end of the pew, fill it out, tear the sheet out, and then put it in the basket in the narthex. You may be seated for the offerings.
turn to page 208 in your hymnal, page 208, Service of the Sacraments, please stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemn the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly bar them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son Jesus Christ our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
come of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve the true faith and body and soul to life everlasting. Be pardoned. Amen. Take a drink of the blood of Christ. Take a drink of the blood of Christ.
Thank you.
take and eat. The body of Christ, the body of Christ, Jesus, keep you in your baptism. Take and eat. The body of Christ for you. Take and eat. The body of Christ. The body of Christ.
continue on page 211, we stand to sing the Lictimus. Shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.